Hello everyone, this is David reading you the Open Country newsletter for January to March 2025. Hope can be a precious commodity at the best of times, and it's currently in particularly short supply around the world. Desmond Tutu, shortly before he invented the ballet dress, said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness." The August St. Augustine added, "Hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are Anger and Courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to see that they do not remain as they are." Well, as 2025 dawns, far too many disabled people in the world face far too many barriers every day. And that's something that we should all be angry about. We should also be proper narcs about the global environmental catastrophe that approaches fast. At this dark time of year, thanks to each and every one of you who has the courage to step up and help Open Country spread our unique little brand of light, laughter and love. We know that we're far from perfect, but our charity, like thousands of others around the world, helps spread hope. And right now, we need all the hope we can get. It's hard to believe, but 2025 marks the 35th anniversary of Open Country. Not bad going for what was initially meant to be just a 3-year project. We'll be marking this landmark later in the year, perhaps with a ceilidh, a mass tandem ride, or a celebratory calendar. Please give us your ideas as soon as you can. Meanwhile, do raise a glass to Open Country and to the next 35 years. And whilst we're at it, here's to a happy and above all a hopeful 2025 for one and all. Charging ahead. We're really excited at the imminent delivery of our first electric minibus. It's just one of the ways we're looking to minimise the environmental impact of our work. And we're naming the bus Albus, partly because it's Latin for white, and partly because, like Albus Dumbledore from the Harry Potter books, it'll be a wizard way of getting about. Magical, in fact. I should have explained, shouldn't I, that the bus that's coming will be in a white livery. The Gas Winners Conference. More than just hot air. We had a real gas at our second annual Good Access Scheme Winners Conference, held at Wentworth Woodhouse near Rotherham. Around 20 people from organisations such as North Yorkshire Council, the Land Trust, Experience Community and the RSPB attended, enjoying a very fancy room which featured in the film Darkest Hour, starring Gary Oldman. The conference started with a fantastic walk around the grounds of Wentworth Woodhouse to see all the accessible and inclusive work which earned the venue last year's award. This included a new changing places toilet, accessible picnic tables, porta path strip matting over lawns, and a quiet space. And we all spent far too long playing on the outside musical instruments. Much inspired, we returned to the hall to discuss how we've all contributed to a more inclusive countryside and how there's a growing movement to bin the barriers, those access barriers which discriminate against so many people on paths and cycle routes. This year's Gas Award went to a charity called Access the Dales that provides all-terrain wheelchairs to hire from locations in the Yorkshire Dales and the Forest of Bowland, as well as holding inclusive events and offering inspiration for accessible activities. The conference was a great chance to meet other organisations and charities, all of whom are committed to making access more inclusive and to pool our knowledge. Open Country received some really lovely feedback about the conference, which is proving to be a valuable forum for like-minded partners. We can't wait for next year's event to be held somewhere in the Yorkshire Dales on Friday, November the 14th, 2025. Get the date in your diary now. Harrogate Advisory Group. Our next meeting is on Tuesday the 4th of March from 6:30 while 8:30 p.m. in Harrogate Community House. All regular members are welcome. And the special item is, how can we increase the health impact of our work?
Volunteer news. Thanks to all our lovely volunteers who have supported us over the last year. You've helped over 400 disabled members to get out into the countryside, helping their physical and mental well-being. We're very grateful for everything you do, whether it's supporting members to enjoy the outdoor activities, fixing our ever-growing fleet of tandems, peeling potatoes on our weekend residentials, or attending one of our training courses. The list is endless. Every little or large act of volunteering all helps Open Country to thrive. Our countryside directories. The winter is the time when we really knuckle down on our project work, and this season is no exception. Our highly successful countryside directories need regular updating, and we've just uploaded an updated South Yorkshire directory to our website. We're now concentrating on versions for North Yorkshire and East Yorkshire. The Wakefield directory is being merged with the West Yorkshire one. We hope this will make it more relevant for our users as well as more manageable for the staff to update. All our countryside directories are available to download for free on our website. Trustees news. Trustees are essential to the efficient running of any charity, and we extend a very warm welcome to Chris Burt, who recently joined the Board of Trustees. Hello too to Jane Green, our new treasurer. She takes over from David Robinson, who has done a really sterling job for the last 6 years. We are delighted that David Robinson has agreed to stay on as a trustee. Harrogate Hub news. Nidderdale Access Project. Our Nidderdale Access for All project is our first attempt at improving access on a landscape scale, and it's coming on great. With less than a year to deliver the whole project, we've already delivered two training courses on aspects of encouraging access in the area. Tom has created 10 lovely audio walks, which you can find on our website, and we've also drafted a new break free pack especially for the area. We're now embarking on 12 access improvement projects. The first of them has been to create a fully accessible path around the pond in Fish Pond Wood in Bewley. The work has been done by our own work parties, who have had to shift 54 tonnes of crushed stone. We're especially proud of a short section of path to the Victorian Ice House, which is home to some amazing cave spiders. Teesside Hub news. Our 35th anniversary is a time for looking forward as well as back, and we're delighted to announce some major progress with our planned Teesside Hub. Welcome to Ellie Rawdon, the new Teesside Hub manager. She's had several environmental jobs, including Community Tree and Woodland Opportunity Coordinator with Oxfordshire County Council. A native of Teesside, she's relishing developing our Teesside Hub from scratch. We're also really chuffed to announce our new office will be under the wing of Tees Valley Wildlife Trust. Their base at Margrove Park near Gisborough will give us a great working environment around lovely, supportive people. What more could you ask for? Thanks to new Chief Executive Tom Harmon and the rest of the Tees Valley team for their generosity and support, and we look forward to working with you. Wakefield Hub News. Welcome to Simon Pedley, who has taken over from Ella as Wakefield Hub Manager. He comes via the Land Trust, where he has been the Estate Manager for Yorkshire. He has previously worked in a range of environmental roles, working with volunteers and nature reserves and green spaces. Frickley Funding. We're grateful to Wakefield Council and Nova Wakefield for a pledge of £5,000 towards outreach work in South Kirby, South Emsall and Moorthorpe from March 2025. We'll use the funding to run sessions for local residents in Frickley residents in Frickley Country Park. Do get in touch if you want to be involved with this project or know somebody else who does. A plug for our plugs. In Wakefield, we have plenty of wildflower plug plants for sale in our polytunnel. All of our plugs are native, great for wildlife, and a bargain at just 50 pence per plug. Planting out services are also available. Why not get in touch and see how our wildflowers could help your garden or green space become more wildlife friendly? Tremendous planting. The Wakefield team have planted a tremendous total of 14,274 trees since starting out in 2017, and we're aiming to reach 15,000 before the end of February this year. Please get in touch if you need help with the tree planting project in 2025. Barnsley news. Bob Mawson has run the Barnsley Satellite Project for over a year. Group members enjoy a range of countryside activities, including kayaking, angling, seaside outings and tandem tasters. We still need new volunteers and members to join in with the South Yorkshire venture, and we seek funds to make it a more permanent fixture. So give us a call on 07426716677 to join. Revised directory. We hope the revised West Yorkshire Countryside Directory will be out in February. Ask us for a hard copy. Thank you to West Yorkshire Combined Authority for funding this project. Wakefield Advisory Group. The next meeting is on Monday, the 3rd of March at Thorns Park. It's a way members and volunteers can report on how our groups help to deliver our vision in 2024 and share ideas for 2025. And that's it for the newsletter. Thank you very much for listening. And do get in touch if you want to speak to us or you have any comments or suggestions. Our Harrogate number is 01423 507 227. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye for now.